Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show and the Green Thing. Zocalo Village Studio joined in studio for his first visit to the program on 2023. Mr. Attorney Don Luce of Luce Law Group, offices in Tucson and Phoenix. Don Luce is our legal contributor, and he's the author of two very popular books about law, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Both books very important. They do very well. They're in their second printing, both available on the usual book selling outlets. We all know what those are. Don Luce, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
You know, we have talked on this program with you repeatedly about the confusion when it comes to the abortion law that really dates back to territorial time. Are we closer to clearing up some of this confusion?
We are, and I'll tell you why. On December 30th, the Arizona Court of Appeals made a ruling that I think is very important with respect to what appeared to be two very conflicting statutes. The statute that was enacted in 1864 is still on the books.
Mm-hmm.
And the Court of Appeals ruling has not changed that. That statute has never been repealed. Under the 1864 statute, abortion was illegal in the sense that any person performing an abortion could be prosecuted.
Yes.
The only exception was to save the life of the mother. So any person presumably included any physician.
Yes.
I think most people would agree that physicians are persons too.
Yep.
So it became problematic, especially so in 2022, just last year, when the legislature enacted another statute, which I'll refer to as the 15-week statute, because under this 2022 statute, abortions could be performed up to 15 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was the 2022 statute, by its terms, said it did not repeal, amend, or otherwise affect the 1864 law. So, all right. The 1864 statute said a person who performs an abortion, except under circumstances to save the life of the mother, could be prosecuted. And the 2022 statute said abortion is permissible through 15 weeks,
mm-hmm.
but the 1864 law was not repealed. So the Court of Appeals just last week decided that it could reconcile the two statutes because of the laws that have been passed since 1864, when taken together in their totality, when looked at cumulatively, it was clear that the legislature did not intend that physicians would be covered by the 1864 law. So that's good news, because now we have some clarity from the Court of Appeals as to what is permissible and what is not permissible in the state of Arizona. It wasn't that long ago that Planned Parenthood, which is the largest abortion provider in the state, stopped providing services because of this question.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very serious question. Physicians, rightfully so, we're concerned that if they performed abortions under the 2022 statute, they were subject to prosecution under the 1864 law. And the Attorney General at the time sort of said, yes, the 1864 law does allow us to prosecute, and that law is still in effect, and we may, in fact, enforce it. The interesting thing about that, at least in my mind, was that Governor Ducey, when he signed the 2022 statute last year, he said that it superseded the 1864 statute, even though by its terms the 1864 statute stayed on the books. So that was kind of an interesting comment by the governor, whose signature essentially validated the legislation. So the Court of Appeals last week, in my mind, really came through with a ruling that was very necessary, and in fact, sort of made clear things that were unclear for several months following the enactment of the 2022 statute and the reversal of Roe versus Wade.
So they brought clarity, in your opinion, to this?
Oh, absolutely. And before the decision last week, there was still concern within the state by abortion providers as to whether the 1864 statute would be enforced against them. And the Court of Appeals decision, I believe, cleared that up. Now, interestingly, nationwide, there are still 13 states where abortion is considered illegal at any stage of pregnancy. So going back to last summer when the Supreme Court in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization overturned Roe versus Wade, going back to that case where the Supreme Court said that we're now turning it back to the states, right? So each state makes its own decisions. 13 states nationwide still have laws on the books, or not still have laws on the books, have laws on the books that essentially prohibit abortion at any stage. Arizona is not one of them. It's now clear that in Arizona, abortion is legal through 15 weeks.
So doctors, they ruled that the abortion doctors cannot be prosecuted under the pre-statehood law.
Correct. They've harmonized the two statutes.
Which, it makes sense.
Well,
there had There had to be some kind of clarity.
And so I think the court did what the court needed to do, which is to exempt physicians from the 1864 statute by looking at the legislative history of the various laws since the Civil War, and made a determination that it was pretty clear the legislature intended that physicians not be included under that post-Civil War statute. But other persons still are. I mean, that that law is still on the books.
Yes, it
just it doesn't apply in, you know, most cases.
So the only way that law could be taken off the books, the legislature would have to
repeal it. Correct.
A governor couldn't do that, could they?
Or, would have to be a legislative process because the statute was a legislative creation.
All right, let's see if we can go through in the remaining 3 minutes some important. There were some new laws that kicked into effect on New Year's Eve, New Year's morning. Let's begin with money.
Let's talk about money.
Yeah.
Our favorite subject.
Mm-hmm.
So minimum wage, state of Arizona, $13.85 statewide, except if you live in Flagstaff.
Whoa.
It's $16.80 in Flagstaff. Mm. So the way this works is, under Prop 206, which was passed by the voters in 2016, minimum wage is increased each year to keep pace with inflation. So last year, minimum wage was $12.80, right? It went up $1.05 4 days ago, January 1st. And it's going to go up, it's going to continue to be increased depending on cost of living. Local jurisdictions like Tucson, Flagstaff, Phoenix are free, however, to set a different minimum wage if it's higher than the state minimum wage. And in this case, as I just alluded to, Flagstaff's minimum wage is $16.80. So Flagstaff's minimum wage is about $3 more than the statewide minimum, and other cities would be free to follow suit by increasing their minimum wage above the state amount. But statewide, employers must pay $13.85 or more to employees effective January 1st of this year.
Flat tax went ahead a year earlier than scheduled.
It did. Governor Ducey, before he left office, accelerated the implementation of the flat tax, which means that we no longer have a scaled tax, right? Mm-hmm. It's no longer based on your income. It's 2.5% for everyone in the state of Arizona, regardless of income, and that also took effect on January 1st.
There's one other one that's really important. In Arizona, an arrest Don Luce, can stay on someone's criminal record even if no charges are filed.
Right. That's changed. So, effective January 1st, individuals who have an arrest record legally may have that record expunged or sealed so that it's not available for public viewing. And also, individuals who have criminal records under certain circumstances may petition the court to have their criminal records sealed so that it also is not available for public viewing. And if the criminal record is sealed, in other words, if the court grants the petition, then those individuals are legally free to state on employment applications and housing applications and applications for financial aid that they've never been convicted of a crime. So this is new. As you pointed out, up until January 1st, if you had a criminal record and you were submitting an application that requested this information, you would legally have to disclose that you were convicted.
Yeah.
Under this procedure, you can have it essentially taken off. It's still available for law enforcement, but you can legally answer the question in the negative if you're asked if you've been convicted.
All right, Don Luce of the Luce Law Group. Offices in Tucson and Phoenix, Arizona Laws 101, a handbook for non-lawyers, and estate planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know, two of his very popular books. Again, Happy New Year. Thank you for your support over the past 12 full years now with the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you, Don. Bill. It's been my pleasure.
All right, we'll take a